Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools officials are once again lobbying state legislators to give them flexibility on the school calendar. A bill supported by CMS was filed by local General Assembly members in the House Tuesday that would allow district officials to set their own start and stop dates. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Currently, under state law, public schools cannot open any earlier than the Monday closest to August 26th and cannot close later than the Friday closest to June 11th. CMS officials prefer earlier opening so students can take their final exams before their Christmas break, says CMS Policy Administrator Charles Jeter.
There seems to be some anecdotal evidence that shows that students that go home for a two-week Christmas break are obviously going to lose some retention of some materials. We went back on January 2nd, and then 10 days later, they're having to take a test on information they learned back in September.
Jeter says state law requires the exams to be given during the last 5 days of the semester, which is why they want classes to begin earlier. Charter schools are not bound by that law, and Jeter says charter students take their exams in mid-December and probably do better on the test because the material is fresher in their minds.
When you're comparing the effectiveness of schools, traditional public schools and charter schools, we don't think that's a fair analysis or a fair representation of which schools are doing better. We're not afraid of competition. What we don't appreciate is unfair competition.
Jeter thinks the bill has a good chance of passing because last year legislators gave 15 school districts calendar flexibility as part of a three-year pilot program. Rowan, Guilford, and Cabarrus counties are participants. The main opponent of the calendar flexibility in the past has been the tourism industry. They say earlier school starts could cut into their business. August is peak vacation season for North Carolina, especially in coastal areas. The bill approving the pilot program calls for state commerce officials to monitor any adverse effects on tourism business. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.